Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Hey, Kim Vajou is on the phone, and Kim is the executive director of Mitchell Museum of the American Indian. Kim, I'm sure you've noticed that every social media platform is fired up today about Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day. I'm not sure in Illinois, and maybe you can tell me, when kids have off school today, are they told that they don't go to school because it's Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day? Because I don't know. I know I kind of randomly sprung that on you, but yeah. It just hit me. I was like, what did they tell the kids?
Yeah, I am actually very fortunate. I'm a mother of a nine-year-old and an 11-year-old son who are in the Glencoe School District, and they are off school today specifically to acknowledge and celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, which I think is so fantastic.
Okay, so Glencoe does recognize that, and I would guess that most school districts do. So as executive director of Mitchell Museum of the American Indian, what does Indigenous Peoples Day mean to you?
To me, Indigenous Peoples Day is a celebration of all Indigenous people in the United States and North America. It's to recognize our history and to celebrate our resiliency and survival and to show that we are still here and thriving.
I spoke with Ron Onesti earlier today. He is the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans celebrating Columbus Day today. They had a parade, obviously, as you know. And in speaking to him, I said I recognize Columbus as an explorer, but it's kind of hard to say you discovered a country when just a couple months ago we pulled a dugout canoe out of Lake Mendota by Madison that was 800 BC. You know, can't discover something when people are already here. And so it's a difficult conversation to have, and people go back and forth, and there seems to be this either or in this fight. And he responded by saying that they invited Koreans and Mexicans and Polish people of all countries in their parade today. Do you find Columbus Day offensive? And do you only recognize Indigenous Peoples Day?
Yes, first, I do. And I'm speaking for most Indigenous people. We do find Columbus Day problematic. It's inaccurate. And, you know, it's a very, it's harmful for Indigenous people and all people to, you know, see that a person who did so much harm be recognized as, you know, an explorer, a hero, a discoverer who, you know, none of those things can happen if they were already a very large and thriving population in the place. You can't discover something already has people there.
So I should take explorer off of my list of words when I speak about Columbus. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I love that you are joining our show today. How should we recognize or honor Indigenous people today? Are there things at your museum you could lead us to, or articles online, or ways that we could educate ourselves?
Sure. You know, I heard something really great today. Someone said, for Indigenous people, I want people to, you know, understand and get to know the Native community whose land they're on. And so we're working to do that. We're providing, we had free admission all day. We want, you know, we want this day to be accessible to everybody. So Indigenous Peoples Day is not just the day for Indigenous people. It's for us to share our culture and histories and stories with everybody. So we offer tours throughout the day. We had a pop-up market for local Native artists and entrepreneurs. And then we had arts and crafts with Nick Westwhite. He's a local Native artist and youth coordinator with a partner organization called the St. Kateri Youth Center. And so we've all been here. We've had over 200 people visit just so far and are here to answer any questions that people have about Indigenous people. And, you know, everyone that visits wants to know whose land were we on, whose land are we on now,
right?
And how can we get to know the community better? And so this is, you know, this is the perfect way. And I know many of the other Native organizations in the area are also having similar programming. So,
go ahead.
One really great organization that sort of encompasses all of Chicago's Native community is called the Chicago American Indian Community Collaborative. And they are the kind of overarching organization that represents this large Native community in the Chicago area.
Kim Vajou is the executive director of Mitchell Museum of the American Indian. I've got one question for you, and then I want you to tell everybody where the museum is so they can come and see it in person. American Indian or Native American? Is there one preferred over the other?
It's a personal preference. You know, I always say if you're unsure, I always ask. Both are okay.
Okay.
They're both, you know, politically correct or accurate. I prefer Native. American Indian sort of takes you back to the Indian as, you know, we were mislabeled. It kind of takes you back to Columbus, you know, thinking he was in India. But both are okay. I always like to tell people if they don't know, ask. And then if they do know their tribal affiliation or affiliations, to refer to them by those.
And what is your tribal affiliation?
I am an enrolled member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, and I'm also a descendant of the Menominee Nation of Wisconsin as well.
And tell everybody where they can find the Mitchell Museum of the American Indian.
We are located in Evanston. We're at 3001 Central Street in Evanston, right off Green Bay Road.
Thank you so much.
We've been here since 2000.
No, you go ahead. You're so soft-spoken and you're so polite. And I certainly don't want to step over you. I just wanted to make sure that people know where your museum is located and that they can stop in and see you.
Yes, we would love that.
7 days a week or?
We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your contribution to the show today.
Thank you.
Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.